The Memphis Brooks Museum of Art celebrates its 100th anniversary this year. WKNO's Culture Desk looks at some of its essential works spanning 10 decades. This week, curator Stanton Thomas tells us the story of a ceramic vase from the 1920s.
If you're a garage sale hound or a flea market addict, and it's your lucky day, you may happen upon a piece of Newcomb pottery. Our vase at the Brooks is a classic example. It has one of the most recognizable styles from the 1920s, the famous moon and moss pattern. The design shows the moon rising behind live oaks dripping with Spanish moss in shades of gray-blue, cream, and green. This vase beautifully evokes a night on the Louisiana Bayou, a southern image from a southern place. The Newcomb Pottery Company grew out of the art program at H. Sophie Newcomb Memorial College in New Orleans. Founded in 1886, the liberal arts college was designed to educate southern women. It began producing pottery in 1895 as a response to the growing arts and crafts movement. There was just one problem. It wasn't proper for genteel Victorian ladies to sully themselves in the filthy, laborious tasks of throwing or molding clay, working with glazes, or firing dangerous kilns. So the women of Newcomb only designed the patterns or carved motifs into the vessels. Male potters handled the dirty work. The Newcomb Pottery Company closed in 1940. During its lifespan, more than 70,000 unique pieces were created. This may seem like an enormous number, but the chance of finding one at that garage sale or flea market, and for cheap, is unlikely. So we invite you to come and have a look at ours. I'm Stanton Thomas, curator of European and decorative art at the Brooks Museum.
Visit WKNOFM.org to see today's featured work of art.